Music, culture, hustle.
It's your sister girl, Deja Vu.
So you the girl with that big voice I've been hearing so much about.
Love your show, Deja.
Hey, Deja Vu, girl.
And her show starts now.
Holla at your girl.
Like Deja Vu.
It's Deja Vu.
Must be Deja Vu.
Deja vu. Tell me, it's that deja vu.
It's the Deja Vu Show. We're in here live with LL Cool J.
What's up, Deja Vu?
So, LL, you have this whole Rock the Bells thing. I know you recently did a concert. Talk to us about the reason behind all of that.
I just believe that hip-hop culture isn't disposable, mm-hmm. and I believe that it shouldn't be marginalized.
It's time for the words of encouragement.
We got our words of encouragement today coming from Bishop Marvin Sapp, who's been spending some time with us. But Bishop, what would you say to the men out there who may be going through some of those similar things and even who have these hardships?
Well, I would just tell them to persevere. It sounds like it may be a word that's cliche, but the truth of the matter is that you got to fight. You got to make a decision that, you know, quitting is not an option.
It's a special edition of So What You Saying on the Deja Vu Show. You know, we always have your favorite celebs stopping by up in here. Today, we have none other than the one, the only, Irv Gotti.
What's up, y'all?
What's going on with you, man?
Yeah. Man, a lot. You know what I'm saying? I got my Murder Ring story coming out on BET. And to follow for the next 10 weeks will be Tales, my season 3 of the series that I love so dearly. Tales is back on for y'all viewing enjoyment.
It's time for Knowledge is Power on the Deja Vu Show. We're saluting Ida Stevens Owens. She was born in 1939, passed away just recently in 2020, and she was born in Whiteville, North Carolina, attended North Carolina College, which is now North Carolina Central. She graduated summa cum laude in biology and mathematics, went on to get her PhD from Duke University, and became the first woman to receive any degree in physiology from Duke.
I know my parents love me.
Hanging out with two of my favorites, talking Jasmine Guy and Kadeem Hardison, a.k.a. Whitley Gilbert and Dwayne Wayne, talking all about the 35th anniversary of A Different World. Tell us about when you guys first heard about the opportunity and what was the deal?
I got a call from my agent. I had come to California after doing School Days.
They had already started filming before we got on A Different World.
No. Florida, did you hear about this man who was trying to not cook chicken, but to take a bite of somebody's nose?
What?
What?
Gossip, news, and drama.
We got it all.
It's time for Deja Vu to spill some tea.
I ain't wanna gossip, so you ain't heard that from me.
You gotta hear it, yo!
We're spilling that tea about your favorite celebs. Cardi had a couple, two, three things to say about folks who said she's not being completely forthcoming about her sexual preferences. And she went on in graphic detail to say how she was basically getting it in way before some of y'all was born, okay? Cardi is not playing in these streets.
Hello. You can fuck with me if you wanted to.
It's time for the words of encouragement. And some encouraging words may not come from me, but actually a doctor. Or they could come from a person that's trying to help you with your mental health. Like my girl Megan Thee Stallion. She has launched a mental health resources website for fans because these are her words of encouragement. Bad bees have bad days too. I'm not mad at it.
So what you saying? So what you saying?
Larsa Pippen. We talked about this chick today. Okay. We are watching everything play out. Wasn't she with somebody else, like the Timberwolf or whatever?
Yeah.
She left Scottie Pippen. Now she's with Michael Jordan's son, Marcus.
She was with me last week. We had a great time.
Shut up, Willie.
Don't be an idiot.
Deja Vu.
It's Deja Vu.